local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we welcome you into hour number three. It's Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin with you. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon and evening drive home. We appreciate it. Whether you are finishing up a Monday workday or if you're headed to Grandma's house, stay safe out there. And we'll get you home as safely and quickly as we possibly can with traffic and weather together on the fives. We'll do that here in just a couple of minutes. All of today's top headlines are coming straight up. And we start with our top three stories. U.S., Israeli, and Hamas negotiators are reportedly near a deal to release some hostages that were taken during the October 7th attack on Israel.
We're also working to increase the flow of life-saving humanitarian assistance, food, water, medicine. We're calling for respecting the international law in terms of minimizing the loss of innocent lives. And, of course, we're continuing to advocate for humanitarian pauses so that people can get out.
And over the weekend, intense fighting happened around another hospital in northern Gaza as Israeli forces expand their assault in the region. Yesterday, 31 premature babies were evacuated from that hospital, but hundreds of staff and patients remain inside. The U.S. Supreme Court today is rejecting an appeal by the former Minneapolis police officer who killed George Floyd. That means that Derek Chauvin's second-degree murder conviction and sentence will be upheld. Chauvin's legal team tried to argue that he was denied a fair trial due to prejudice and publicity surrounding the case. Currently, he is serving a 21-year sentence in Arizona. Also today, there are 23 arrests and counting in a federal investigation into a massive fentanyl ring in the Washington, D.C. area. Investigators say the probe started after an overdose death of a young mom, and it's led to over 250,000 pills being seized. Investigators say 20-year-old Diamond Lynch died almost instantly after taking a pill that had been made to look like oxycodone. That's a look at our top three stories today. We'll get our first check this hour of the roads and weather. Austin?
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we're starting to see that usual hour three die down. Things aren't looking too hectic right now. We do have an accident report, though. If you are traveling westbound on Sorrento Road towards Bauer Road, there's some issues in that area heading towards that intersection as well. So experience some backups there if you're in that area. But if you're not, hopefully you're not dealing with too much at the moment.
All right, meteorologist Alan Strum with a look ahead.
Cloudy skies tonight with overnight lows in the upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are headed this way. The showers and storms will move through on Tuesday, most likely during the morning hours. Highs will be in the mid-70s. We do continue with a chance for rain each day through the rest of the week, and that includes the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, and with those thunderstorms coming through tomorrow morning, there is a chance that some of them could be of the severe variety, so just be mindful there. Overnight tonight, low is just 70. 52 tomorrow night, and then a cold front coming behind this this weather tomorrow that we're having. So we'll have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with a high right around 60 degrees. Overnight low is going to be in the mid to upper 40s. So that's a look ahead here approaching the Thanksgiving holiday. Taking a look at some of our local headlines today, the Escambia Sheriff's Office says an alleged Walmart fraudster is behind bars thanks to the work of a deputy and the store's loss prevention employees. On their Facebook page, the Sheriff's Office posted body camera footage of Deputy Trey Walsingham running after Stephen Blaine and taking him into custody.
Get his arms.
No! No!
Stop resisting!
No! Let me up!
No!
I got something in my hand! My pants are stabbing me!
Stop!
I got something in my pants are stabbing me! Help me up!
Hold on.
So investigators say Blaine was trying to make a fraudulent return inside of the Walmart on Mobile Highway today. When confronted by employees, he tried pepper spraying them before taking off. He then pepper sprayed Walsingham, who was working off duty at the store. Blaine will be charged with dealing in stolen property, larceny, and battery on a law enforcement officer. Today, the Escambia School District teachers are expected to vote sometime this week to ratify a new contract that union leaders agreed to last week. The contract calls for teachers' pay to increase by 3%.
We can never pay them truly what they're worth, but showing that there is value and that we honor that value and being able to get increased salaries into each of our employees' hands, more importantly, their pocketbook, is critical in us being able to meet the needs of our most important asset, which is our students.
That's Interim Superintendent Keith Leonard. He tells Channel 3 that in addition to teacher salaries, pay for other district employees will increase too. That includes warehouse and food service employees seeing as much as a 5% bump, while bus drivers' hourly pay will increase by 8%. Good news today from the Mana Food Pantries, calling this year's Fill the Mayflower Drive a success. The organization says the food and monetary donations were enough to provide more than 47,000 healthy meals for neighbors in need in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. In the past 12 months, Mana distributed more than 803,000 pounds of food to over 86,000 people. They say that's a 25% increase over the year before. Also, a note from the Miracle League. There's still time to make an appointment and have the Miracle League of Pensacola fry your Thanksgiving turkey. A minimum donation of $30 per turkey is required to cover their costs. Additional donations benefit the Miracle League directly. If you'd like to make an appointment, you can by calling 850-631-0203. The number of appointments are limited there. If you plan to have them fry your turkey, they ask that it's completely thawed out already. They'll be frying up the turkeys at Miracle League Park on Wednesday. 6:19, we'll take a break. We've got state and national headlines when we return. Pensacola right now.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us this Wednesday at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st, and this year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent. Affiliated Insurance wants to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not theirs. Make enrollment hassle-free this year by calling 850-477-5840 and make that appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitation. Health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Incorporated, BBA Florida Blue.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Just 2 days away from me loving Christmas music again. So happy Monday. Hope your Thanksgiving week's off to a fabulous start. I know Austin is very much looking forward to the Christmas bumper music. He was helping us out today by putting up the Christmas tree. They asked me if I wanted to put up the star, and really? I said, no, absolutely not.
The star on that tree out there?
Yeah, no.
Why not?
Because it's not after Thanksgiving yet.
So?
So, no, I don't want anything to do with Christmas decorations or anything about it until after until Thursday.
Wow, what a Grinch. What a Grinch.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
But, you just wait until we come in on Friday.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be all in.
I'm going to be just the most obnoxious Christmas guy. I'm going to be Phil Hartman and jingle all the way.
Okay, we'll see about that.
So, very much looking forward to that. 6:24 here, we'll get a check of the roads and weather.
All right, thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Torgerson Causey. If you need help with planning your business benefits, let Torgerson Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com. So there's not really much congestion in Pensacola and the surrounding areas so far, which is a very pleasant sight. I know we typically see that in hour three, but as we've touched on previously tonight, it has just been hectic these past several days. But yeah, I'm looking at Pace and Milton in Santa Rosa County. I'm looking at Pensacola here. Not seeing much to report on, Joe.
All right, very good. Let's keep it that way. Channel 3, first warning weather.
Cloudy skies as we head through tonight, and overnight lows will be mild in the upper 60s. We've got showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. It looks like most of that will strike on Tuesday morning, so some rain in the forecast, and high temperatures will be in the mid-70s. Looking ahead to the Thanksgiving holiday, we do continue a chance for rain over the next several days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Small chance of some severe thunderstorms tomorrow morning. It shouldn't be anything too crazy, but behind those storms tomorrow is a cold front. Highs Wednesday, Thanksgiving Day, Thursday, and Friday are going to be right around 60 degrees. Overnight lows in the mid to upper 40s. Austin, let me ask you a question. What is the sweet spot for the Thanksgiving meal time? Are you an earlier, like, say, 11 noon? Are you a later in the day, like 3 or 4?
I think we're typically closer to 3. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to truly be able to benefit from that because I'm going to be here on air at 4. So I'm not sure if I'm going to have my bit a little bit earlier or a little bit later.
Wait till later.
Yeah, we'll see. So this year, I'm not sure, but typically I think we're around like early afternoon, like 3 maybe.
Okay. It's just a question I had because Thanksgiving this year is over at my in-laws' place.
Mm.
And I asked my wife, I said, okay, so, you know, I got to make sure because I can't commit to going over there unless there are certain things that are
conditions,
you know,
need to be met.
Number one, the football has to be on the TV.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Number two, I have to have stuffing. Everybody else in the family, they love their dressing, whatever. I got to have my own bowl of stuffing. that will be met. And I asked my wife, I said, so when are we eating? Because, I mean, typically for me, you know, about halftime of the Lions game, I'm like, all right, you know, let's do this, you know.
Yeah.
So you get the second half of the Lions game, you're eating, and then you got the Cowboys game after that. That's for all the leftovers. She said, oh, about 3 o'clock, which – and her family means 5:30, so I'm a little nervous right now. And she says, "Well, honey, like we're gonna have brunchy food, and we're gonna have this, and we're gonna have that." So apparently, it has to do with the amount of time that it takes to smoke a turkey.
Okay.
So that is the reason why it's going to be later on in the day. But yeah, our big Thanksgiving tradition, and I'll tell you, so we Thanksgiving night, we start off the Christmas movie watching season with Jim Carrey's Grinch. So
yes,
that happens every Thursday night. But yeah, a little nervous there about the start time for the Thanksgiving Day meal.
I'm sure it'll all pan out.
I don't know. We'll see. 6:28 here. Quick rundown of some state headlines before our Fox News update. Today, a group of lawmakers from Washington making what is believed to be a final tour of the Stoneman Douglas High School shooting site before it's destroyed in the summer. That included Jared Moskowitz, Florida's own, who hails from Parkland. Here he is talking on that.
Every backpack that was dropped, every shoe that fell off, the homework that was on people's desks, the writing that was on the drywall, the dry erase board is exactly as it was.
Yeah, so the tour comes at the request of family members of victims who wanted lawmakers to see the site before passing any new gun laws.
Hmm. And Governor Ron DeSantis is picking up support from Republican voters, but Nikki Haley is gaining on him. A new NBC News poll shows that DeSantis is gaining 2 percentage points from their last poll 2 months ago. Haley, however, almost doubled her support from the previous poll, and she's now just 5 points behind DeSantis, who's in second. Both trail Donald Trump by at least 40 points.
Gas prices, the lowest of the year, just in time for Thanksgiving travel.
That's a function of distribution. It takes a little more transportation to get gasoline down to the southern part of the state. The panhandle is a little cheaper. It's right there next to some good pipelines that bring gasoline and finished fuel product to market.
Yeah, and prices at more than half the gas stations in Florida are under $3 a gallon, 15 cents less than a week ago. The average $3.04. That's 37 cents in what drivers paid last Thanksgiving.
And two disturbances are being tracked by the National Hurricane Center, but both are being given a low chance of becoming a tropical depression or storm. One is an area of low pressure in the Central Caribbean, and it's being given a 10% chance of developing. Forecasters are giving a frontal low in the central subtropical Atlantic a 30% chance of developing in the next 7 days.
Also, California Governor Gavin Newsom running some TV ads in Florida and D.C. That November 30th debate with Governor DeSantis is still going to happen. That's still a thing. The debate is going to be held in Atlanta and will be moderated by Sean Hannity of Fox News. 6:30 right now. We'll take a quick break. National headlines and look at what's happening in the world of sports coming up next. Pensacola right now.
News. I'm Deborah Valentine. Israel reportedly considering a deal that would free some hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. Fox's Jeff Paul is in southern Israel.
Multiple reports indicating this potential deal could involve the release of 50 hostages, women and children, from Gaza in exchange for a 4 to 5 day pause in the fighting.
10 Americans are believed among 230 hostages held. 2024 GOP presidential candidates campaigning in Iowa. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, trailing GOP hopefuls, denies he'll run as a third-party candidate.
I'm running for the Republican nomination.
The best next GOP debate, December 6th in Alabama. First Lady Jill Biden receiving the official White House Christmas tree today.
I hope you'll all come back during the holidays with your families and join us and come see the tree when it's decorated.
America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Doing some holiday shopping this week? You'll have plenty of company, and you don't have to wait until the day after Thanksgiving. Best Buy, Kohl's, Macy's, and Target have already started offering their Black Friday deals in-store and online, while Walmart's Black Friday deals go live online at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. Walmart Plus members get access 3 hours earlier. A reminder that all of those retailers' physical stores are closed on Thanksgiving. The Biden administration today announced it's offering another round of free at-home COVID tests to households ahead of the holiday season, when more people gather indoors and the virus typically spreads at higher levels. Effective immediately, Americans can use covidtests.gov to request 4 free tests per household. A positive start to the new week on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 33 points. The Dow Industrials gained 203, and the NASDAQ Composite leaped 159, or 1.1%. Shares of Microsoft rose 2% and notched an all-time closing high. That's Your Money Now.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we had a really good conversation with Caleb Nobles, the first-year head coach of the UWF Argonauts, on their winning season, but being eliminated in the playoffs in the first round. Talked quite a bit about him and his plans for the future, and he's very optimistic about that. Also talked with Didi Flaunlacker from Mana Food Pantries about the general state of food insecurity here in the area, both for adults and for children. And Sheriff Bob Johnson gave some outstanding driving tips after a terrible incident that happened over the weekend. You can listen to all of those on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
This is Lewis Bear from the Lewis Bear Company, wishing you a safe and happy holidays. Please don't text and drive or drink and drive.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Monroe Watley at Frontier Motors, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at the WEAR Morning News, and there's a lot more of us than you see every day on TV, we certainly wish you happy holidays.
From our family to yours, all the joys of the season.
This is Zach Gelb of the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. A wise man once said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. It's clear Brandon Staley lives by that motto as he chastised a reporter for asking why he won't give up defensive play calling responsibilities. Staley does the same thing every week, and it's insane that the Chargers still employ him. But hey, nice petulant rant, coach. I'm sure that will really show him. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get the home field advantage every time with Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. Whether you're a student athlete working toward your championship dreams or your team's biggest fan, Fairfield by Marriott has everything you need to get ready for game day, from comfortable guest rooms to complimentary hot breakfast. Fairfield is part of the Marriott Bonvoy portfolio of hotels and official hotel partner of the NCAA. Visit fairfield.marriott.com to book your next game day stay.
Black Friday is now a game day. The Dolphins take on the Jets in the first ever Black Friday NFL game. Stream for free only on Prime. Black Friday football. Dolphins versus Jets. Coverage begins this Friday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See amazon.com/watchblackfridayfootball for details.
Local news with News Radio's news team.
I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3.
I'm News Director Joe Ford. Local news radio is so important because during major events or emergencies, you may not always be near a TV. Your phone and internet may go out, but radio is easily accessible and often the first source for information you need to know.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Joe and Austin keeping you company here on a Monday to kick off Thanksgiving week. Thanks so much for tuning in. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. Right before we get our national headlines and look at the world of sports tonight, we'll get another check of the roads and our weather.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Bobby Likas Auto Service. That's Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. So we're looking at Pensacola and the surrounding areas. There hasn't been much to report on so far this hour. I guess if you're traveling southbound on North Davis Highway, near where University Parkway is supposed to merge onto there, you may be experiencing some very short-lived backups in that area. But other than that, Pine Forest Road, I-10, Brent Lane, it's all looking good so far.
All right, very good. Looking at the weather forecast right now, 71 overcast skies, 70 is the low. So, yeah, we're pretty much right there. We do have severe weather possible, very slim chance right now. But we do have showers and thunderstorms that'll make their way through. Primarily, this is going to be tomorrow morning, but could potentially come up in the overnight hours as well. Tomorrow's high 75, and a cold front is coming in behind it, 52 tomorrow. And then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the high is going to be right around 61 degrees and 20 to a 30% chance of showers Wednesday. Mostly cloudy skies showing up on Thanksgiving Day, Thursday. All right. National headlines today. Starting in downtown Los Angeles, the I-10 freeway back open today. Originally, after this happened, this suspected arson here,
yep,
they were saying 3 to 5 weeks, and it turned into like a week and a day or two. More than 250 people worked on the section of the freeway 24 hours a day. The stretch of road handles nearly 300,000 vehicles per day. So things back to normal there.
Good. And former First Lady Rosalynn Carter, it was just reported late last week by the Carter Center that she had been moved to home hospice. Well, they announced Sunday afternoon that she has passed away at the age of 96 in her home in Plains, Georgia. Mm-hmm. She was married to the 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, for 77 years. They tied the knot all the way back in 1946.
Also, the judge in the Brian Koberger trial has ruled that media won't be allowed to use cameras in the courtroom during future proceedings. The court will provide a live stream on YouTube. Defense attorneys argued the press failed to follow the court's directive to avoid exclusively showing the defendant. On Friday, Judge John Judge, I guess is his name, compared the proceedings to the OJ trial, calling it a circus.
And a federal appeals court in Washington heard arguments today about whether a gag order issued against Donald Trump should be lifted. A three-judge federal panel is considering how to balance the former president's free speech rights while protecting witnesses, prosecutors, and court personnel from intimidation.
Finally, in national headlines today, in Mississippi, funeral services held today for Dexter Wade, a black man who was fatally struck by an off-duty officer and buried for months without notice to his family.
If you think you can put him on a shelf and bury him in Potter's Field like he didn't exist and we wouldn't do nothing about it, you were sadly mistaken. His life mattered to his mama, to his daughters, and we're going to make it matter all over this country.
And the Reverend Al Sharpton giving the eulogy. Wade's mother says that despite reporting him missing on March 14th to Jackson, Mississippi police, Dexter was buried for over 5 months before the family was notified. I can't even imagine. All right, so we are about 25, 30 minutes away from kickoff here between the Chiefs and the Eagles.
Yep.
Super Bowl 57 rematch. The Chiefs favored, I think it's like 2.5 or 3 points, somewhere around there.
It makes sense. They're one of the top. They're like the top team in the AFC, and they are at home.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's fair.
No, it's a home spread there. 7:15 on ABC, ESPN, the Manning cast as well. All right, your final thoughts and prediction on that.
I'm going to take the Eagles, and I'm going to take them to cover that spread. I mean, that's a pretty narrow spread. It would be quite impressive if that spread were not to be covered. But I do think it's going to be a competitive game, though. I don't know. I'll take them 27-20.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think the Eagles are going to win just because I think they're just a better team top to bottom right now. And yeah. I think there's enough question marks on the offense, particularly the skill positions for the Chiefs. I just think the Eagles are better equipped to win this one now. Maybe a completely different story in January or February should the two teams meet again in the Super Bowl, but right now I think the Eagles are a better team. Other headlines, FSU quarterback Jordan Travis confirming that he's out for the rest of the year. I think, you know, we all knew that.
Yeah, but when we saw the injury, yes, we knew.
Confirming that today. You know, I hate it for Florida State fans. You know, obviously a lot of Florida State fans around here. We, of course, are the radio home for FSU football.
Yep.
It'll be interesting to see and hear what the conversation is surrounding the playoff committee. You know, FSU could lose to Florida, and this is you know, a non-discussion anymore. I don't think that'll be the case, but it'll be interesting if, you know, when the playoff committee has their rankings tomorrow, if they don't move Washington ahead. Obviously, a question is going to be, hey, does this have anything to do with Jordan Travis's injury?
Yeah.
They're going to say no, but
they're people. As
they're
you
people.
Said.
They're humans, and they're looking at a team, and right now in Washington that is undefeated. They have now three wins of top 12 teams.
Yeah, they what they beat USC on the road by 10.
There's
beat
USC.
Oregon.
There's Oregon, and then Oregon
Arizona.
State, Arizona. Yeah, I mean, so
they're
I mean,
going to see a big leap because they just crushed Utah.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I mean, yeah. Pretty you know, pretty hard to argue that Washington doesn't have the best resume out of anybody in the country right now. So yeah, that'll be one to watch. Other sports news: Tiger Woods is set to make his first competitive start in 7 months. Committing to the Hero World Challenge that'll be in the Bahamas starting November 30th, and the Maui Invitational got underway to I believe it was yesterday or today, I'm not sure, but Purdue beat Gonzaga that finished just within the last half hour or so.
Wow.
Kansas taking on the host Chaminade. Because of the wildfires, the tournament's not actually held in Maui this year. It's at the University of Hawaii campus. But good to see that they're still doing that. 6:45, health, business, and science notes right after another check of the roads and weather.
Yeah, so looking at Pensacola and the surrounding areas, it has been very mellow this hour. I'm very happy to report that. And it seems to be the case now. I'm looking around, and I'm just seeing, you know, minor little spurts of congestion. Maybe if you're near North Palafox Street, if you're trying to head up there, you may experience a tad here and there. And maybe on like a Mobile Highway, some of those bigger streets. But other than that, it's going to be very mild and very short-lived.
Very good. Meteorologist Alan Strum with the forecast.
Cloudy skies tonight with overnight lows in the upper 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are headed this way. The showers and storms will move through Tuesday, most likely during the morning hours. Highs will be in the mid-70s. We do continue with a chance for rain each day through the rest of the week, and that includes the Thanksgiving holiday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Overnight low 70. Chance of some severe thunderstorms, mainly tomorrow morning. Be on the lookout for that. Otherwise, rainy, breezy conditions tomorrow. Really only 20 miles an hour, maybe gusts around 30, but definitely going to be rainfall for sure tomorrow. Cold front behind it. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday high right around 60 degrees. Health, business, and science today. SpaceX putting a positive spin on the second test of its Starship rocket, even though it ended up in an explosion minutes after launch. A Saturday morning liftoff saw the Starship successfully blast off and then separate from its first stage booster. However, ground controllers lost communication with the spacecraft a short time later.
And union workers at Hollywood Casino at Greektown and Motor City Casino in Detroit are headed back to work after ratifying their new contract. A tentative agreement was reached on Friday, and that ended the strike last night. Meanwhile, union members at MGM Grand will continue their strike after rejecting the proposed deal.
New CEO of Publix has been with the company for almost 40 years and started as a front service clerk at a store in Broward County. The company says current president Kevin Murphy will take over as new CEO. Current chief Todd Jones is stepping down to take over as executive chair of the board.
And Americans can order more free COVID-19 tests from the government if they so wish. COVIDtests.gov is offering those who already ordered their 4 free tests from the website earlier this fall an additional 4. Those who haven't ordered any since the website relaunched in September can now order as much as 8.
Taking a look at some pop culture notes today, 2 turkeys are feeling very lucky.
I hereby pardon Liberty and Bell. All right. Congratulations, birds.
There you go. The 2 birds that hail from the state of Minnesota. They're going to go back to Minnesota to live out the remainder of their days in perfect peace as they are spared the annual White House turkey pardoning ceremony today. So.
And the latest film in the Hunger Games series took the top spot at the weekend box office with an estimated $44 million. The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, outpaced Trolls Band Together, which finished second with $30.6 million.
Tim Allen says there is potential for a home improvement spinoff. The show originally aired for 8 seasons, 1991 to 99. And he says one of the conversations we've had recently is how weird would it be if the show would be about the kids' kids? The kids obviously being Brad, Randy, and Mark. Like if all of them had children and I'm a grandparent. Home re-improvement or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, here's what I think.
Okay.
Big Home Improvement fan. Love the show. I've seen every episode more than once. Love it. I think it would be hard to separate the fact that 2 of the 3 boys have really grown up to be non-model citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know Zachary Ty Bryan, the actor, he has had his issues with domestic violence and most recently an arrest on that. I think he's had at least 2, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know what Taryn Noah Smith's been up to. I know that he kind of was a head case in his teen and early 20s.
That teenage angst.
I don't know how he is now. I don't know anything about him. Now, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, who played Randy, he's the good one of the 3. He was like that in the show and in real life. I mean, he went to Ivy League school, educated, you know, well, and he did some of the reunion shows that they had on Last Man Standing where, you know, he would play, you know, they would kind of make jokes about Home Improvement. So he was on that. So was Jill. So was Al. So, you know, I just don't think it would work with the way that they're talking about, because I think it's hard to separate 2 of the 3 sons in real life not turning out to be so great guys. And then, so are we talking about 3 new actors that are playing Brad, Randy, and Mark?
Well, and not only is that a strike against it, because a lot of people don't like new faces, they don't like change.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we're talking about a show that ran from the early to the late 90s, and it's more than just seeing familiar faces to capture the same magic. First of all, it's not a guaranteed success, even if you have the same writers. And who says there's going to be the same writers? You know? So whatever comedic influence you enjoyed from that show, it's the odds of them capturing that again for you and many others is so slim.
Yeah.
It's just a nostalgic
100%
idea.
100% agree. Yeah. 6:50, we'll take a break there. Wacky story and good news to finish up hour number 3 on a Monday, Pensacola, right now.
The Volkswagen Signed In Drive event returns to Peatmore Imports. And that means with 0 down payment, 0 due at signing, 0 security deposit, and 0 first month payment, you can lease the 2024 VW Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Peatmore Imports today. And as the year comes to a close, enjoy even more savings when you purchase the 2023 Jetta SE, now from $26,536, the 2023 Taos from $25,281. Or the 2023 Tiguan S, now on sale from $28,546. So whether you sign and drive a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan or Taos, or enjoy end-of-year savings on select 2023 models, Peatmore has the VW value for you to drive home today. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Quiggins. If you've got fall gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Presented by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey. Thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
More news, more talk with Mark Lee Van Kevin Robbins on at 11, right after the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
But she needs to feel
All right, final segment here on a Monday, Thanksgiving week. Hope you are staying safe out there, whether you're headed home or headed to grandma's. Appreciate you tuning in, making us part of your drive tonight. Eagles-Chiefs kicking off at the top of the hour. Big night for me. It is my annual Giordano's night, the deep dish delicacy from Chicago. Had it shipped to my house on Friday, and so me and some buddies are getting together. It's something I do every year once. I mean, it is not cheap, for sure. So
I don't doubt it.
I do it once a year for a big NFL game, and tonight is the night. So I am going to stuff my face with Giordano's pizza tonight, and I will regret absolutely none of it. 6:55, final check of our roads and weather tonight.
Thanks, Joe. So we're not seeing a ton of congestion in Pensacola and the surrounding areas at the moment. We are seeing a little bit if you're traveling northbound on North Davis Highway, perhaps trying to get onto I-10 and travel eastbound. And if you go up a little bit more north, you'll see a little bit more at the intersection of North Davis Highway and Olive Road. But outside of that, we are it's smooth sailing.
All right, very good. Taking a look now at our weather, meteorologist Alan Strum.
Cloudy skies as we head through tonight, and overnight lows will be mild in the upper 60s. We've got showers and thunderstorms in the forecast. It looks like most of that will strike on Tuesday morning, so some rain in the forecast, and high temperatures will be in the mid-70s. Looking ahead to the Thanksgiving holiday, we do continue a chance for rain over the next several days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, just 70 for the overnight low tonight. Again, showers and thunderstorms overnight tomorrow. Chance of some severe weather, mainly timing it out tomorrow morning. I'm not sure if that's early morning or later on, but just be mindful of that. Cold front behind it. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week, we'll have highs at around 60 degrees, and overnight lows are going to be in the mid to upper 40s.
Very nice.
Finishing up with some good news. I'll make sure we get all of our good news stories in. We start a woman in New York. I heard about this over the weekend. Casey McIntyre tragically passed away last week at 38 years old. She had been battling ovarian cancer since 2019. Before she died, she told her husband, Andrew, she wanted to announce it herself on social media and to use the post to raise money for a good cause, erasing other people's medical debt. Mm. So Andrew posted it for her last Tuesday. The original goal, $20,000. According to RIP Medical Debt, that's enough to buy up around $2 million of unpaid bills. But over the weekend, it blew way past Casey's goal. People donating over $400,000, and that's enough to buy up more than $40 million of other people's debt.
That's awesome. Stanley water bottles are a hot holiday gift this year, and this won't hurt sales either. A woman named Danielle posted a TikTok last week after her car caught on fire, and the only thing that survived was the Stanley tumbler sitting in her drink holder. It even had ice in it still. Now, Stanley has responded by offering to buy her a new car. The company president posted a video about it and thanked her for showing people how tough their product really is.
For sure. Also, a few weeks ago, we told you about the guy who won the lottery, bought a pool table, and now he represented England at the European Billiard Championships. Neil Jones is his name. He was laying tiles for a living, had about $13 to his name when he hit the lottery for $2.4 million 13 years ago. So since then, he's been putting thousands of hours on the table, got a chance to represent England in the European, Billiard Championships. It was a specific type of billiards. Ended up winning a bronze medal for his country.
Not
dedicated
bad.
It to his late father. Yeah, I'd say so.
And happy birthday to Grace Kinney. She turned 104 years old, and her friends at First Baptist Church on Palafox had a big party for her. She was born in 1919 at Sacred Heart Hospital. She told Channel 3 that the best birthday gift was having her family travel all over from all over the country to celebrate with her.
Awesome. Yeah, happy birthday to her. Austin, you have a good night. We'll
you
do
too,
it
buddy.
Again tomorrow, 4 to 7, same time, same place. Pensacola right now. News Radio 92.3.